And as you know, this for some people can be a very difficult mortification. Remember we said, when we call the seven capital sins, are the seven fundamental sinful tendencies to which we're all prone, which includes gluttony. And I've said more than once, my favorite definition of an affluent society is one in which pastry has replaced bread. Oh, the exotic meals. Don't misunderstand me. Don't go back and tell your husband. As the retreat master said, we're to cut down on, well, the fancy meals. Number five, we are to worship God in our bodies by the use of our hands. Again, touching. How deep runs our faith that God, our Creator, has a right to tell us how we are to use our hands. Are you serious? Couldn't be more serious. God is master of His creation. He has a right to tell us how we are to use our hands. What we may touch. Whom we may touch. And how. This is our faith. That's why we have a body to worship this God who made us by using our bodies according to His will, including our hands, our feet. What a difference between knowing that my feet have been given me by God to be used for His glory. Where we go and with whom we go and let me say it, and whether we go with our feet or not, just for the record, most of the human race, most of the 5+ billion people in the world today have no other means of transportation except their feet. Dear Lord, dear Lord, bring us out of our dreams. Finally, our feelings. As we know, there are feelings across the whole spectrum of human experience. There are feelings that God wants us to enjoy very well. We'd enjoy them. Feelings that God wants us to endure very well, we'll endure them. And we glorify God by using our bodies according to His divine will here on earth. Why? So that's what this meditation is all about. He'll be rewarded as only those will be in heaven who on earth had used their bodies according to the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.